Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation of the Pop Culture and the Research So You Don't Have To. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Simpsons Movie 2?
Bad news.
Yeah.
Good news. Marvel removed the movie from their slate.
Yes.
And they said, hey, between Doomsday and Secret War, we had an untitled Marvel property.
It's gone.
Wrong.
It's Don't worry gone. About it. And instead, you get The Simpsons Movie 2.
Yeah. So on July 23rd, 2027, a mere 20 years after the first Simpsons movie,
damn.
It's The Simpsons Movie 2.
That's I'm fairly great. Sure. That's great to be like, I've watched Doomsday. Yeah. I'm like, I need to calm down.
Because I'm so hyped. I'm
and
so
like,
hyped.
All the movie magic that has happened in Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my little dick and my little brain has been blown clean.
I'm getting hot palpitations.
So I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the untitled Marvel property is no longer there because otherwise I'd be too hyped.
Exactly.
Up.
But instead, I get to see what Homer and the gang are up to.
Can't wait.
So, so this is obviously a sequel to The Simpsons Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which brought back a whole bunch of writers from the golden age of The Simpsons.
Yes, it's good that we recently kind of had a discussion about The Simpsons movie. I watched it recently.
I'm going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
It was really well received. Everyone was like, this is probably going to be the last great moment for this.
That's what I hear. I've heard that opinion even to this day.
A lot. James, aka Mr. Sunday Movies, thinks it's incredible and he's rewatching The Simpsons currently.
Yeah.
There is a YouTube channel, Captain Midnight, who covers a lot of, especially like sitcom stuff. Mm-hmm. They're not like a massive YouTuber, but I feel like that you might
know about them. Yeah, I think I've heard about them.
They love to cover how The Simpsons is in the worst position of all time now.
Yeah.
My God. In fact, at time of recording, they've recently put out a video about like, oh no, the Marge voice.
Yeah.
We can't
keep doing this to Julie Kavner.
Yeah, they're like, she's...
Let her rest.
Yeah, it's basically just like, and I'm not saying she's...
Apparently in the latest season, I've not watched it, but apparently it's better, which I don't know what that means.
She does every now and then, because I remember watching an episode, there's like peak moments where people are like...
What is the problem, sorry?
Yeah, it just sounds... So she's, Marge now sounds like Marge's mom sounded in the 90s.
Gotcha.
But Marge, but the problem stems from the original Simpsons movie. This is around the time when people started talking about it.
Mm.
Because Marge in the Simpsons movie, because one, it's a movie, but two, they wanted to really make it really real.
Yeah.
Homer and Marge have like a very serious fight when Marge tapes over
their wedding
video
their wedding
to say,
video.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
But that was apparently 120 to 150 takes. So she sounded really, really, really...
They should not have done that to Julie Kavner.
Well, I mean, she bounces back, so that's probably not what caused her voice. But because of that performance where it was like, oh, this is her.
At her,
we
like,
know that
at
this
a week
is her sounding
sort of,
haggard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's just kind of how she sounds now. She also voiced Patty and Selma for ages.
Mm-hmm.
So Marge went from sounding like Marge to sounding like Patty and Selma to now sounding like Marge's mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can hear this in a lot of this. This is because all the Simpsons voice actors are in their like 70s and maybe even early 80s, where even like Mr. Burns, Otto, like any of the characters that had like a gravelly or a whispery voice, you can just hear the sort of the age basically in the characters.
They're
not as punchy as they used to be.
I was gonna be like, it's you don't really you know when it comes to like a long running animated anything.
Mm.
I was like, you get people like they will like change the voice actor, but then like nothing has been as this long running as The Simpsons. The only thing I think of is like Looney Tunes. Yeah, when like
Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc.
Well,
Mel Blanc.
Can I be any more of a rabbit?
When Matt LeBlanc died.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Matt.
Yeah.
There was like, okay, well, they've gotten a lot of other people to voice Bugs and Porky and all of those kind of things.
A kind of more modern example as well is the show, I've never seen it, but I know this, The Amazing World of Gumball, I think. It was just like a kid's show, but it's quite long running as well. Had like five different voice actors for the main character and whatever.
Yeah.
People accept it. But I think The Simpsons, it's like it started too early, cemented itself too firmly.
Yeah.
And then hit a point where it couldn't do that. And now that it could, I think they're like reluctant to do it.
The Simpsons way too far gone.
Yeah,
to
I know. It's crazy to me.
The last time they could have done anything like that.
Yeah.
After the Simpsons movie.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the moment where if you're bringing in, hey, the Simpsons age now, it's there. If you're like recasting, it's there.
Absolutely.
If you're shuffling, making any big changes, it has to happen here.
Yep.
And they,
you don't?
Then you're.
Because, a good example.
20 million years go by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good example is the South Park movie.
Mm.
The South Park movie came out and changed a whole bunch of South Park kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, uncensored. Like, they didn't really say fuck.
Yeah.
They said shit and piss and whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck was rare in South Park. From the movie onwards, I would just like, we'll just say fuck.
They revealed Kenny's face.
Yeah, Kenny's face. They stopped killing Kenny after that for a little bit.
For a little bit. Then they brought it back. But
they
also
killed Kenny permanently for
a
while.
That wasn't the movie. That was just like a season, I think. Where they were just like, Kenny's just dead for real.
But he dies at the end of the movie like that. I have a feeling it
might
be a season.
Maybe, I don't remember. But yeah, I think that was the last opportunity. And I've heard people like say, again, totally not based on anything, but like maybe that's what this movie is about, because it has, again, been 20 years since the last chance they had to do it.
I mean, there is a chance that they just use this Simpsons movie to end the Simpsons.
That would be wonderful.
Well, I saw recently there was an interview with Matt Groening.
It would be beautiful to end on such a wet fart.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the Simpsons
movie. This
movie too
will be a wet fart. But there was
it could be another thing where they bring back a whole bunch of classic writers and then you sit there as Mr. Fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Sit there seething, but
it's
everyone quite
crazy.
Quite
to me that people love that movie.
It's not just two random
No, I know,
as
dude.
Well.
I know. I understand I'm in the minority, but I watch that movie as a deep and powerful lover of The Simpsons.
Mm.
As someone who is also not committed to only loving the quote-unquote golden era, I love a lot of teen episodes, and even some episodes in the 20s and even early 30s. They're not bad.
Again, I have not done a big deep dive or
the
a big
movie
like rewatch or whatever.
Is
it because you know too much about the movie, though?
No, it's not funny. It's not funny. The characterization is boring. There's a million plot threads that they don't seem to care about. It's not tightly paced, and it's not interesting.
when you talk about it in a previous episode, you sort of convinced me. I haven't gone back and rewatched it. I remember watching it and enjoying it for what it was and like having a good time with it. But then when you start talking about it and you're like, oh, well, why is, this, person actually not this? Why is that not that? Et cetera, et cetera. And I can see those little missed opportunities that you're like, oh, wow, I'm a bit sad they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And then, I guess did they just not have that much faith in their property? I don't know.
When you read the production, what it feels like. But that's not even really my main criticism.
Yeah,
the fact that they're like, oh, instead of Rainier Wolf Castle, it'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that could be like a joke that they're making. That you expect it to be Rainier Wolf Castle, but it's Arnie instead.
Yeah.
Or like the fact that they didn't bring back the Hank Scorpio and instead they created a new character with the same voice actor. I understand that because, sure, I think a lot of people, it is like one of the most iconic and well-regarded episodes of The Simpsons. You only move twice, but sure, not everybody's seen it. Fair enough.
But also, it's just like, it's not even that the movie can't be a sequel to an episode. I think it's just like why?
Mm. Well, I think I guess you could ask the same question of why make a new character if they're just going to be effectively the same.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that was my kind of.
Yeah, but those aren't really my main criticisms. My main criticisms are, we've seen a Homer and Marge story where they maybe have a falling out because their relationship stinks before.
We haven't seen them kill Green Day, though.
That's true. But it's not like that resolves in a way that's satisfying or new.
Because
it doesn't resolve.
We have seen them have that whole when they're on the rocks, like the one where Johnny Cash is a coyote. Now, was that before or after this episode?
Before.
Before. So I'm trying to timelines I'm trying to remember.
Marriage crisis episodes you can think of, they happened before this. So that.
What season does the first one come out during?
20 years ago.
The first movie?
Yeah.
I think it's 2020. Late 20s, I think. 28, maybe. 27, 28. I might be wrong on that.
That has to be wrong, because otherwise we'd be in season 48 of The Simpsons.
It's maybe it's mid-20s, but it's definitely after the teens.
Mm.
I think it might be season... Yeah, it's season 17.
Oh. I'm completely wrong then. But anyway.
Yes. Well, it's okay. Season 18. It comes out after season 18.
I was right in the period of time within the... Like, as in late teens or late, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure if we go back to the tapes, you should, it's just, definitely not in the teens.
Yeah, but I did say late 20s, and then it was late teens. So kind of right.
That's the sound of goalposts.
That was right. Goalposts moving, because you made such a definite statement. You're like, late 20s? No. Because then I yeah. said, that would mean we're in season 48 yeah. now. And then you said, no. So maybe it's early. And then I said,
yeah, that's sound. A beautiful sound.
But it's and also with the marriage yeah. crisis of the movie, it's not like it resolves in a way that's like satisfying on you. It just resolves in that Homer does a big bombastic thing and saves the day.
That's what he sort of does.
But it doesn't like resolve the central problem of their marriage, which might have been interesting.
Like,
but,
does anything change actually? Like, that's a better question. Because again, when you talk about, like, you know, why is it a movie and not just like, you know, extended episode or like a couple of, like, you know,
in terms of what?
So like, yeah, did the movie do anything that changed The Simpsons? Did the movie do anything
Did they show Bart penis?
Did they show Bart penis?
Yeah,
they show Bart penis.
Some of the episodes afterward, they show Bart penis.
Oh, yes. See. Some episodes open with Bart penis.
Bart penis, Bart penis.
Is that the Bart penis alert?
They show Bart penis.
Oh, it's coming.
Bart penis. I'm pretty sure in the first episode after the movie, they're like dealing with the fallout of the movie, but in terms of like character relationships,
that's weird for them to do.
Yeah. And I think it's either the first episode or the opening of the first episode, because I think this is around the change to HD, which had a new intro, and the new intro features people recovering and like moving the dome and stuff.
Cleaning up that dome.
Spider Pig came back for a couple of episodes as like a sort of coda to the Simpsons movie. But no, in terms of character relationships, nothing changed. Yeah. Lisa's boyfriend does not become a reoccurring character. The most fucking nothing bullshit in the movie.
So the movie is
Milk Toast. Should have been Milhouse.
Should have been Mil fucking House, dude. Or just not. Like, who cares?
The movie is technically, like, if you were to put the movie in the episode release order, it would be episode 401.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there was no character. They just didn't do anything. Nothing other than scale. Like, the scale is bigger. Yeah. But other than scale, there's really no character stuff about that movie that makes it worth or any difference.
I gotta rewatch this movie because I've watched a lot of
maybe you'll love it. I don't know, dude. But I want to preface this by saying, I didn't go into it thinking I would hate it, because I also watched some Simpsons YouTubers and they were like, this is kind of the last hurrah for really good Simpsons.
Yeah.
And so I knew it wasn't even like I went in with high expectations. I was like, I'll get a couple laughs out of this. And I got fucking diddly squat, dude.
Nothing, mate.
Fucking Bo diddly.
Interesting.
Yeah. I want to chat to James about it, dude. I want to chat to James and be like,
you're going to see him in person really soon.
Oh, yeah, and I cannot wait to be like, what are you talking about?
And he'll be like, what are you talking about? Like,
what's good about it? Name me one good gag or one interesting moment in the movie.
I just like, it upsets me greatly that what season of The Simpsons did you stop at?
30.
Like, I mean, like, think about how
31
much.
31, maybe?
And we're like, so this is after season 9, or this is season 18.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched 11 seasons of The Simpsons after.
There was
this.
Some good stuff in there. There's some funny episodes. It gets kind of good again. Yeah.
You won't
it's like season.
Shang-Chi.
Season. What the fuck is it? Like, one of the late 20s, I was like, holy shit, return to form? And then it dropped off a cliff again. But
yeah. Well, yeah, because
season are we up to now, currently?
35 or 36? I'm probably way off again.
32. But like, again, you're
37.
Okay. Oh, you're I was that under. That's crazy.
Again, you guys, you were doing a big rewatch.
Yeah.
I think it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. And that.
I went from the very first, from Simpsons roasting over an open fire to whatever the fuck, like, Homer gets a smart car or whatever the latest episode was at the time.
I really like season one.
Mm. Yeah,
and
season one's great.
I can, like, season two's good, which I also like.
Mm.
Then after that, like, the classic era of The Simpsons, it's too, like,
it doesn't do anything for you?
It's not that it does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I understand why this is important, but it's like, it's the same for me. Pretty much The Simpsons, I think, has created this weird pop culture thing where, because they're making references to things in the 80s and 90s, which then The Simpsons episodes being good that reference that made those references timeless.
Yeah.
But it's like, to me, a lot of this is just like, it's like, is it, is it really anything else? Like, why? It's not bad.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not
amazing.
It's not like, I don't understand how The Simpsons has become a huge comfort watch, especially those seasons, and why people would like live or die by those seasons, where It's like, it doesn't change that drastically that quickly.
I think that it depends on what you mean by that drastically that quickly.
Mm. It
I think
you what can you pretty, mean by like, yeah, yeah. The whole like, because again, it's so many.
It becomes
things.
A different show.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Because like, it goes from being like a family. Sitcom, basically. Yeah. To
like, there's the whole thing about like the references and what they are, and they become like timeless. Mm. But then it's like, I think sometimes the Simpsons reference or whatever they're referencing will overshadow to the point where sometimes you just don't even know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're not really familiar with whatever's going on. But that's just like that with any media.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
Every media is kind of borrowing from the generation beforehand and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like, I remember like, you know, back when, like, you know, in like 2000 and let's say like 6 or whatever it was. Like,
yeah.
You know, living with someone, they were buying the DVD box set collections when they were coming out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were watching them to be like, well, watch them and see, you know, when it gets bad, because we all had little theories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're like, oh, this is, and they it just kept going. Like, yeah. Like, oh, actually, absolutely. No, this one's actually, this season was great. Because we were like, oh, it's got to be, you know, who shot, you know. Mm. I remember people like very, because even back like then, that everyone was like, yeah, Simpsons getting bad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. After, maybe it was like after Who Shot Mr. Burns, that was when it got bad? You're like, no.
And
people
good.
Like, oh, oh okay. It's the episode where Skinner is.
The principal and the pauper.
Yeah,
where they say
that's
Skinner
a bad
is
episode,
real. No, but that episode's great.
Yeah,
you're just tricked by being
Watching that
it's
episode.
Funny. There's a bunch of great gags in it, dude. Anyway.
No.
But I think that's an episode that's unfairly maligned because people are like, the canon's wrecked. But you actually watch it and you're like, this is funny. There's funny stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
I'll concede to that. Yes, there was funny moments in that episode, but it's very much like, it does feel like, it is weird that they're doing that because it does feel that Skinner isn't acting like that.
Yeah.
It's awesome because Principal and the Pauper
was
explaining the concept of Mad Men to our beautiful friend and host of Shut Up a Second, Cass Page.
Yeah.
She got really angry. She was like, so Mad Men just stole the Simpsons thing, like beat for beat? And I was like,
I don't think the Simpsons invented the idea of stealing an identity, Cass. They were playing off like a centuries old
of stolen identity. What are you talking about?
Because like
that's what just
Skinner's. Well, actually, it's different in Mad Men, but I guess because look, Dick Whitman, like Don Draper dies.
Yeah.
Dick Whitman steals his identity.
Yeah,
but in the Simpsons. What's
the real
die.
Principal Skinner?
Yeah. Tarzan,
Tamsin Azari, something like that.
Azari.
Yeah. But he gets like, he becomes a prisoner of war, and then maybe is like a
bless your
computer, a little machine.
It was because we were listening to Barney before we freaking record.
Was YouTube being like, "Ding, would you like to hear more Barney?"
Yeah. Barney Gumble.
Yeah. No, it was he's like a POW or something. Like, and then he comes back and he's. You know,
yeah, but Cass gets,
everybody
like,
kind of hates him in town.
Yeah, Cass gets so
strap him to a train.
So, so frustrated, she was like, "And people think Mad Men's really good TV." And I was like,
"Yes."
I was like, "Okay, first of all, this is a rare instance where you are actually just fighting me because it is my favorite TV show."
yeah,
I'm like, I get that that's fun because I'm often like, "Oh, that thing you like, hey." It's not, I did it before.
With The Simpsons, literally minutes ago.
Moments ago, where I was like, yeah, you like your thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But yeah, she was like, that's stupid. I was like, well, it's a different war.
Yeah.
And Don Draper does die.
And also, like, even if they had stolen beat for beat that particular concept from The Simpsons, that in no way, like, is indicative of the quality of the show. Like, what are you talking about? That's crazy.
Also, there is no doubt in my mind that Don Draper would have some kind of Simpsons reference himself in The Simpsons.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he appears. I think there's a classic Mad Men Simpsons intro they did as well like. But I think that that's the thing with The Simpsons. You think, oh,
Homer fall out of a building? Mm.
I think it's literally just because there's a period of time in The Simpsons where they started doing... and I think this is crazy. So, you know the Simpsons couch gag, right? Mm-hmm. Iconic. I watched another great, shouting out Simpsons YouTubers, The Real Jims. I love him. He's one of my favorite YouTubers. Check him out if you want good Simpsons content. But he did a thing recently on like Simpsons couch gags and how over time they've gotten longer and longer and longer to the point where some of them are so long that it affects the pacing of the actual episode. Because it's like they're doing like a 4 to 5 minute animated like Simpsons couch gag. So now they only have like 25 minutes or like 15 minutes to do the actual episode.
Do you know what's crazy? Awesome? Yeah. Did he say anything about the Don Hertzfeld?
Yeah. He's like, he ranked them as well. He's like, it's obviously one of the best.
It's awesome because that is the intro to the episode. This is like the latest Simpsons lore I know. So for listeners that may be aware of the Simpsons, welcome. You're in a safe place. We also have also
we
heard
also
of the
know
Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I'm a dim guy.
Butt penis.
So, butt penis.
Butt penis.
I cannot stress enough how much that rocked me to my fucking core. Because I saw the Simpsons movie the day it came out. Because at this point, because I would have been like 15 or 16.
Yeah. Prime Simpsons watching time.
16? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 16. So I saw it before anyone had a chance to talk about it.
Mm.
So like sitting in the cinema with my friends, well, yeah, Simpsons on the movie screen. That's weird. That was weird already.
Yeah. And then butt penis? For real?
They're doing Austin Powers. They're doing Austin Powers where his penis is hidden by bushes and stuff.
And a
chip and, oh my God! Butt penis?
Truly one of the worst memes a listener could make that's just entered my mind is, you know the like guy sitting on a couch bored and then guy's getting excited about the scream meme? That, but like regular Simpsons then Bart penis? Just because anybody saying that with no context is like, what's wrong with these men?
So anyway, in episode one of season 26, Don Hertzfeld, who is a famous animator who's won a bunch of awards, did a couch gag that is existential, it's depressing.
Yeah.
It makes you really realize that like Simpsons is on life support. Anyway, they're just like, bang, here you go. Welcome to a new season.
Yeah.
And then that's the episode where Krusty's dad dies also.
Which is one of the most loathed episodes of The Simpsons.
Because they were like, hey, in this season break, leading up to the like, hey, there's going to be another death.
A main character is going to die.
I don't know if they said main character, but they were like a major character who's been with us
for a very long time. Character. And it was whatever his name is, Hirschfeld, Krustofsky or whatever.
They were basically just like, they were doing the comic book thing of like, we're going to kill someone.
Which one, which one of these characters will die at the cover? And it's like, you know, it's got Cyclops, you've got, you know, Jean Grey, you've got your Wolverine, and then somewhere in the background, you've
Pickle
got,
Man.
Not Pickle.
I hope it's not Pickle Man.
If you really just like squinted, Pickle Man? Right there in the back corner, and he's unfortunately Pickle Man. Rest in peace.
How many episodes I would love to know was Krusty's dad on over the course of The Simpsons?
It's got to be like under 10
in terms
surely.
Of like episodes that centered around
or
him?
Like even just where he had a line.
Yeah, it'll be
that's insane. Because I always remember when growing up, that episode was like, you know, hey, do you remember like, you know, which beloved Simpsons characters died?
Oh,
you mentioned these, like, you know, Bleeding Gums.
You're wrong.
Marvin
they
or
were
whatever.
Never beloved.
Yeah, you're wrong. They were never beloved. Yeah. It was always, again, very funny, but I was like, when did Marvin die?
Literally like season two, like very early on, and it was because the voice was too painful to do.
Yeah.
Okay. He was like, I can't do that voice. It hurts.
Did they do it in, like, because I remember watching that when I was, you know, both went younger and then again as an adult. Did I just like skip over a scene?
I think it might.
What happened? How does he die?
I think it's maybe off screen. They just don't show it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because I was wondering, like was it just.
It's like an episode you missed the death of Marvin Monroe.
There was like a
but he's pretty much a season one or two character and then he just dips. Yeah. It's crazy how many characters. I always think this is so weird about The Simpsons. Is like they introduce four. I can't bring the name of the episode to mind, but the episode where Homer sues an all you can eat place because he can't eat.
Oh, yeah,
and that's where they introduce the sea captain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they go, let's keep him around as a reoccurring character. So that means when you sit down in the writer's room, you're like, for our sitcom, let's come up with sea captain jokes. Like, that's crazy for that to be a character you have to write for your family sitcom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's a but joke guess, we like, can do about the sea?
I think that's probably like part of the charm and the fun 100%. Of the start of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But then when you're getting like to season 30, I just like, just back to the Don Hertzfeld.
Yeah.
Because I love him as an animator. His films are absolutely worth watching. They are pretty emotionally devastating. Though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Such a Beautiful Day is so good. And World of Tomorrow is also really good. But anyway, his couch gag ends with This is the last line of the description of it.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, so he travels in the, Homer accidentally travels into the far future where the Simpsons is still running. Yes. And all of the, he's like, it's basically like, everyone is just shouting, I am Simpson, I am Simpson, and don't have a cow man over and over. Homer, realizing that the family he loved has become unrecognizable over time, sadly says, doe.
Yeah.
Start of the episode.
And so, it's so funny to watch that and be like, you know, you're sitting there on the couch and you're like, damn, man, like this show, maybe it has lost its way. And then you watch one of the worst episodes of The Simpsons ever made.
That's like being like, it's like Lamp being like, hey, we're about to release. It'd be like if we started a podcast and we're just like, hey, this episode's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And the show you once listened to,
it's changed.
It's changed and has progressively gotten worse.
And it's never going to come back.
And then we just do the worst episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like, I would love to see the drop off of viewers of The Simpsons after that episode, because surely it finishes and you go, I've been depressed by the couch gag, and also they lied to me that it was going to be a major character.
Mm-hmm.
Do I keep watching?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because also it includes the awesome lines of Marge and Homer sort of like rapidly going through everything. It's like, it's pretty much despite every, Marge says, I will never forget you and still love you, Homer.
Yeah.
And then everything changes and it's like, what the fuck are we doing? And then Homer's like, dull.
Yeah, dude.
God, it's so good.
It's good.
Yeah. So yeah, you got like 20 years since the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I guess they were like, oh, even though we're doing everything for like, you know, season 18, even though like, yes, we're going to shy away from kind of like as old characters and then just do new characters, whatever. It's now been here. 20 more years. The drop-off has even more.
Oh, yeah, dude. We've lost a lot of characters. Edna Krabappel is no longer with us.
I meant in audience-wise.
Oh, right, that too,
like,
yeah,
in
terms,
because, like, you know, they didn't have as much faith in their audience then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really hope they don't have enough faith in their audience now.
Oh,
unless they're like, no. We've been going for so long. We should.
Well, something else that's worth remembering about this movie is that The Simpsons is well and truly a Disney production now.
Yeah.
So during the first movie, they weren't. And in fact, I think that's the era that people call, sort of describe where The Simpsons currently is.
Yeah.
Like the Disney era.
The Disney era.
Where it is kind of like, it's clear that it's a Disney product.
Okay.
So I think that's going to affect what the movie looks like pretty significantly.
Do you reckon you're going to get, like maybe the movie could be a sequel to beloved shorts such as...
Homer meets Goofy.
Yeah.
Rogue Not Quite One.
Mm-hmm.
May the 12th be with you.
Yep.
Yeah, I forget how much now Disney owns.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that this could be so, just to some background for this
the
movie.
The Good, the Bart, and the Loki.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Sequel to that?
Could be.
The Force Awakens from its nap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Billy met Lisa, Billy being Billie Eilish, by the way.
Yeah. It's funny, people consider, I think Lisa Goes Gaga, an episode where Lady Gaga comes to Springfield, one of the bottom episodes of The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty bad, but like, you know, whatever. It's actually, to my eyes, as a Simpsons watcher, it's not really that much worse than some of the other terrible episodes. But I've heard when Billy Met Lisa is just like, bottom of the barrel, what are we doing here, garbage. But anyway.
It was depressing to hear. Go on. As in all
so
that list.
One yes, of the yes, things yes. that was nearly became The Simpsons movie too. So they wanted Fox was pushing The Simpsons for a sequel as early as 2014.
Well, at time of recording, until this week, it was the highest grossing movie based on an animated series, and it was the highest grossing traditional animated film. Both of those records got beaten by the Demon Slayer film that came out a couple of weeks ago.
That's funny. It's like, they're like, fuck, okay, make another Simpsons movie.
Gonna break that record.
It made like nearly $700 million. Dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I do not think it will do that again.
Well, I don't know.
Might. Well, maybe. Actually,
Simpsons?
Maybe. Yeah,
it
Simpsons.
Depends.
People recognize Simpsons.
And if they do, okay, Simpsons in the, I think it is bold. Bold, but safe.
Yeah.
People recognize Simpsons.
Yeah.
You show Homer Simpson, you go,
people
who
go,
this?
I'm not Homer Simpson. You go, what about this? They go,
about penis.
About penis?
About penis?
About penis?
More people recognize Bart penis than they do Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It goes, Bart penis, Jesus Christ, McDonald's. Yeah.
If they do the same thing, the same approach they had with the original Simpsons, but then they also bring in talent that is... Like people that haven't worked on The Simpsons but are fans of The Simpsons but have their own shit that's good. Like, I don't know, if like fucking the writer of
Yeah.
Like if Nathan Fielder is a Simpsons fan,
bring him in
as a writer.
Yeah.
Go weird.
Oh, yeah.
And also mix it with traditional. And then I think you'll probably get something good.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think this is going to be successful. I think because, again, the people who watched the last one and have probably dropped off from The Simpsons, say, they grew up with The Simpsons.
Mm.
Again, this is Deadpool and Wolverine, everybody, right?
Deadpool and Wolverine and everybody.
Yeah, like this is just the people who are like, I remember Wolverine. I love that. And like this is just nostalgia on steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Deadpool and Homer. That's what The Simpsons movie 2 is going
to
be.
In terms of like people going to see it, you're going to get a lot of people going to see this.
Well, I think,
especially considering it's not going to be an R-rated.
And I think also because they probably won't say this explicitly, but definitely the buzz around it will be like, this might be the last...
Yeah.
The last like, you know, we ever see. This comes out before season 41.
Yeah,
so I think, or halfway through. So this is, at the moment, with the information we have, this is not the last we'll ever see of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously that's the vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like, you know, this
certainly
this,
the
this
last movie
be,
we'll ever
this
get.
This could be the end of The Simpsons. Yeah. This could be the last hurrah of The Simpsons. Plus, you know, they'll definitely get back a bunch of the old writers. And some of the, they'll probably just look at what they did, the first Simpsons film and try to do that again. So you're probably going to get, you know, did they get Conan back as a writer?
No, they wanted
one?
To, but I think he was tied up doing something.
Hey, guess what? He's going to be absolutely free to do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So,
and fuck his legacy.
Yes,
dude.
Because he's written, what, 3 episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
Marge
vs. the Monorail. What else did Conan write?
Well, again, they might get also like comedy writers. Like for some reason, I'm thinking Tina Fey, but I'm guessing just because of like their relationship in 30 Rock for some reason.
Liz
Lemons and Conan's. But
Kids on the Block and Homer Goes to College.
Okay.
I was right. It is 3.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, I think getting some of the classic, like Simpsons creators, getting some of the classic characters and all that kind of stuff and like really lean into the shit. From 20 years ago, as opposed to anything from now.
Going to be a multiverse movie.
Yeah, very possibly. I think
big time yes, because here's a couple of things that have happened since we last saw The Simpsons on the big screen. Met Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Met Bob Berger.
Yeah.
Met Loki. Met Billy.
Star Wars, probably met Goofy.
Yeah.
There's one of those weird Disney Plus Simpsons shorts where they all go to Moe's Tavern.
Yeah.
And all of the Disney guys are there, like Goofy and Princess Elsa, and they all hang out.
Uh-huh.
Plus, there was an episode of The Simpsons. I forget what it's like, Guess Who's Gonna Be Dinner or something, that was proposed. They nearly didn't do it because they were like, maybe that should be our movie. And it's another one of the most hated episodes of The Simpsons, where the Simpsons family, they go on a ride at a fake Disneyland, but not for some reason Itchy and Scratchy Land. It's like fake Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then they go, it's a spaceship. And they go to space where Kang and Kodos live, and they go to their planet, and they have like a sci-fi alien adventure, and it ends with them on effectively the Starship Enterprise doing like...
Is this a Treehouse of Horrors?
No.
Or an
episode? No. Regular basic episode.
What's it called?
It's called Guess Who's Going Guess to Who's... Be Dinner or Guess Who's...
Oh, because they're doing the cookbook thing.
Yeah.
Because okay. I was thinking like... trying to remember some other Simpsons episodes and like, like when Homer go 3D.
Yeah.
And he finds erotic cakes.
The man who came to be dinner is what it's called.
Because that was him going through a portal.
Yeah.
But of course now... Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. There's a lot of properties that Disney has there, like that they have their finger in.
I think if this movie is not a multiverse movie, that will be shocking.
Yeah.
Considering the way that Disney's been treating The Simpsons as a franchise and the shorts they've been making as I think that it's going to be, and I don't think it's going to be multiverse to like Bob Burger or Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
I think it'll multiverse to like
Star Wars
Disney characters.
No, but I think that's goofers. Less exciting.
Absolutely.
Because they've done that heaps.
Yeah.
Like as in like... Homer Simpson could have met Luke Skywalker at Moe's Tavern in 1997.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure. Doesn't he piggyback Luke Harris?
He does, Mark Hamill.
Luke
Hamill? No, that's not right.
This is a review of The Man Who Came to Be Dinner. Yeah. D+.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, AV Club.
AV Club D+. It would be a lot easier to make the case that The Simpsons still has value if the people behind the show seem to give a damn. But an episode like The Man Who Came to Be Dinner is the product of such slapdash, breezy disregard for what makes The Simpsons The Simpsons that it functions as a dispiriting signpost to the show's hastening irrelevance. Mm. And they were like, that episode? That could be our sequel movie.
Well, I mean, the Camp Krusty was almost the first movie.
That's a great episode. Mm.
Yeah. You're saying in 2014 they've been like trying to push a sequel to Fox
was like make a sequel and they were like I don't know what.
So the first idea they had, do we know anything about that?
They didn't. They were basically like, we need to wait till an idea comes to us, and then they kind of.
How many times have they said, "Oh, this was almost the film"?
That's the only thing we have.
Really?
In 2019 was the last news we got about a Simpsons sequel, where I think Matt Groening was like, "Yeah, we're thinking about it."
Well, I mean,
we're thinking about Matt Groening. I got my feet washed on the Leader Express.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon they'll make reference to, let's say, James Island?
Of course.
I think Epstein will be 100%. In it.
It's crazy.
He'll be the one being...
Bart penis.
I got inspiration from this at the island that I went to. I'm Matt Groening. Enjoy my movie.
Well, I think it's funny the idea of they're like, right, we're going to get all the classic writers back. And obviously a lot of people do like the Simpsons movie, but they did that for the first Simpsons movie. To, in my opinion,
but you're the minority.
You are the outlier.
That is true.
It made a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's critical reception. It's not even just like certain people like. It's like,
oh, I know.
It's got like an 80 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Like,
people love it.
You are the outlier. So they probably are going to go, yeah. Well, it worked for that.
Yeah. And also, it's just good branding because everybody is like, The Simpsons is arse now. Mm. So if they go, we're getting back all of the writers you know and love. Matt Groening's coming back. Conan O'Brien's coming back. Weinstein and whatever coming back. How exciting. Everybody's going to be like, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go see it. And even if it's not good, which I don't think it will be, it won't matter, you know?
And then they'll, do we think, like, I'm trying to think, like, when they did the first film, that was like, you know, oh, it's the EPA, Under the Dome, all this kind of stuff. What do you reckon they'll do this time around?
I think it's going to be a Fox multiverse thing. The more I think about it,
the
more, like, Peter Griffin, American Dad. Bart penis.
Okay.
Lois Griffin, beautiful.
Beautiful wife. One of the top cartoon wives.
Moe Szyslak.
Put that on the BS Bingo card. Moe Szyslak Locke.
Well, Edna Krabappel's not in the first Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing to, especially.
Had she left by,
no,
oh, not left.
Not at all. Not even close.
Oh, wow.
She'd yet to marry Ned Flanders.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders will be in it.
I think they're going to rename him.
Do you think Moe Szyslak's wife, Maya, will be in the movie?
I reckon they're going to change Ned Flanders' name to Ned's Flander.
I think they're going to change it to Netflixer.
Netflixer?
And advertise Netflix through.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Netflixily ho, neighborino, will be his new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're kind of like pitching in a weird way a sort of...
Kenny? He'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
From the Australian from South Park.
Kyle.
Kyle will be there.
So you're sort of pitching like the when Homer sort of goes back in time and changes reality and goes into alternate realities, because goes back in the future, which
and
is
then
like
he goes to a place that rains donuts and he's like, "This is beautiful," but then they don't know what donuts are, so he's like, "Fuck my horrible life."
That and the 3D one where he goes in like into the 3D.
Good episode. Scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah, dude.
So much should not be real.
Because he's gone for good, too. Yeah, that's what fucked me up as a kid. I was like, he's never going to see his loved ones again.
Yeah, but he's got erotic cakes. Yeah, he's happy.
There are erotic
cakes.
That is really good.
He's real. He's in New York City.
Yeah, he could get you.
He could catch on get a plane and come here and like just clock you right.
Is that what you
were
a little kid was scared about?
It was just like,
Mom,
I think,
Dad,
like,
is Homer coming?
Is Homer coming for dinner?
Punched in the gob. I don't want to.
It's a really funny way to scare your kid. Eat your vegetables on Homer.
Homer Simpson. You've seen how he treats his son Bart.
He'll strangle you. Okay.
But so if you're gonna go like, all right, it's gonna be a multiverse. You're gonna get something. Is it gonna be a lost in the multiverse? I.e., one of them, probably Homer, does a thing. Maybe Professor Fink is like, there's a little
Glaven.
A test or whatever we're doing, and Homer opens a portal. But I'm guessing it will be just a different professor.
Yeah.
Like if they're gonna do what they did for the first film, it'll
just
be like
Professor Frank.
No one does, man. So it'll just be some other random boffin. It's like an egghead, like a genius man. We're going to do Iron Man 2. It's Elon Musk.
He was in an episode of The Simpsons where Lisa's like, you're the greatest man alive, Elon Musk.
There was a period of time where everyone thought that. It was like, God, this guy's a genius.
He had real good branding until he did it.
He whiffed it.
Yeah, he fucked that pretty substantially.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about.
He's like, get high in his own supply, too much ketamine. What's the problem?
Probably too much ketamine.
Yeah,
that didn't help.
What? No, his associate, he hitched his wagon onto Trump.
But he was getting kind of, no, sorry. It was the, calling the guy who rescued the kids a pedophile.
That's true.
What got him.
Yeah, that's true.
And everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then they
like,
went
no,
back
I'm
and
doubling
looked,
down.
Yeah. And then they went back and looked at anything he'd said recently. Like, hang on.
Wait, you're a crazy
second.
Person. Yeah. And the guy was like, he called me a pedophile. I'm going to sue this man. And then he did it. And it was fine. You didn't have to pay a fucking cent. He's a cunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so whatever. There's a portal. Open that up. Off you go. And like Homer's like, like the buffoon man he is, he a trip.
Yeah.
And then it's like Homer go through space and time. And it's a Homer tries to get back. And so that's the A plot. And is the B plot like the family also trying to get him back?
No. See,
the same plot.
I think, because this is just given this things the Simpsons have done recently, is that it will be far more meta than that.
Okay.
Because that's just what The Simpsons does. They did a huge Westworld parody where at the end everybody could go to Bob's Burgers Land and Smiling Friendsville.
How nice.
So I think it's going to be, it won't be like The Simpsons is going to get canceled, but it'll be something like, because nobody's tourism is so down in Springfield, nobody's coming anymore, and we may have to shut down the town. And then everybody's going to be like, this will be like the sort of like the intro will be like, they have like that first sequence where you get a bunch of like town gags or whatever.
Yeah, like a town is empty.
Or like just like everybody, how are we going to improve the town? And Moe Szyslak will be like,
I'm opening Moe's 2. He's done that before.
He's had
opening Moe Land.
Yeah, I'm opening Moe Land or whatever. And maybe you'll get even.
Then it'll pan to Bart and he'll be like, I've got no ideas. And everyone will be like, that's Bart Penis reference.
That's Bart Penis. Bart Penis, dude. Yeah, dude. Maybe they'll do a shot as a wink and a nod to the original Bart Penis sequence.
Yeah.
Where you think Bart's doing the same thing and you're like, oh my God, we're going to see Bart Penis. But then just as Bart's about to cross the gap in the bush, he gets knocked out of the way by Homer.
Yeah.
And we see Homer Penis.
Yeah. Homer Hog.
Homer Hog, dude.
Homer Hog?
Homer Hog?
Homer Hog?
Homer Hog.
Homer Hole?
Yeah.
Marge Pussy?
Whoa! Marge Bussey!
If they put Marge Bussey in this movie, that's $1 million billion in the bank.
I mean, showing Marge ass, people would be like, whoa, this is
getting some Marge
this
Bush.
Is crazy.
Marge
crazy.
Bush. People would lose their
fucking
mind. Do you
reckon it's huge like her hair and it pokes out?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Absolutely,
dude.
I do. And I think about it a lot.
That'd be a perfect strap on.
Yes, that's fucked by hair in the ass.
Well, the shape of. You know what? We went two different places. That was maybe not clarifying, I guess. Damn, but you went to you went to
getting
a wonderful
fucked
place.
In the ass by someone's tall pubes. That's crazy.
My carumba.
My God. So I think that'll be the, and you'll get a bunch of people into, and that you'll do like, you know, more Simpsons meta jokes where like they're doing references to old episodes to try and Moe might be like, what if I reopen? Mm-hmm. You know, when he did a family. Tavern or whatever.
Well, I could bring back the Flaming Moes. People love Flaming Moes.
Yeah, bring back Flaming Moes.
Whatever happened to that monorail?
Yeah.
What do you think, Poochie?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Poochie reference. Yeah. And then they maybe we'll get a steamed hams because that's become a meme in the
between. And then like anything that's kind of really like resurgences as a meme.
Yeah. Then I think Homer will be like,
I should go into a bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Marge Pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, I should go into a bush. And then Marge is like, not now,
not
homie.
Not today, homie.
Homie, please. No, not today.
No.
I'm not interested.
Your Marges sound like they're melting.
Yeah.
Well, homie, the sun.
Homie,
take me out in the shade. I'm melting.
She's made of wax.
Yeah.
We missed that episode.
Yeah.
Where Wax Marge took over. And then I think Homer is going to do some shit like he's like, I know, I got to go find who's successful out there. And then he goes to like,
your Homer?
Why is every impression you're doing just Jimmy Stewart?
I've got to go. Oh, geez, the bags.
No.
Marge, don't worry, Marge. I'm going to go to Disney and they're going to help us out.
Because that's what I think he'll do. I think he'll go to like Disney fucking. Yeah. And he'll be like, how do I make my town more successful?
Yeah. And they'll be like, multiverse and cameos.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's annoying.
Homer will join the Avengers.
Yeah.
You don't want this, because they could go to the creator of, say, Itchy and Scratchy. Mm. Maybe they're like, the creator of, the creator of Itchy and Scratchy. He's basically become like, you know, the head of like, you know, their version of Disney, which is like Itchy and Scratchy, right? They're their universe's rat, right? But they're not. They're just going to go to literally Disney.
In the show, they've added a Disney, which is
weird
to do. Like, I get for a movie, I guess, but it's so weird to do it in the... Like, Itchy and Scratchy Land is already a parody of Disneyland. So adding a parody of Disneyland is like just like a fucking waste of time.
They were just, you know, why?
Yeah.
Like, it should be going to like doing everything that should be Disney, like it's meant to be Disney, should be Itchy and Scratchy. But they won't. It'll just be Disney.
Yeah.
It'll just be like, there he is. There's the fucking rat.
Absolutely,
talk to the fucking rat.
And I think the way this movie's going to wrap up, the climax, the way they save Springfield, is that they find a bunch of people who are like, well, I remember visiting Springfield in my childhood. And I remember loving this town. And Homer will say, well, leave Marge, even if not everybody loves us, it's nice to know that there's a certain, you know, amount of people out there.
Got good memories.
She's got good memories. And
like,
you know what?
Know that, maybe the Springfield has grown up. Everyone else who grew up with it still got fond memories.
Exactly.
Marge. You can watch them right now on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you gotta get that Disney Plus now.
Yeah, come on, Marge. Come on. Marge. I'm in the sun still.
Oh, my beautiful wife.
My beautiful wife is melting.
Melting.
She's made of wax.
Maybe Mickey.
Mickey, help Marge.
You can get me.
Thanks for signing up to Disney Plus.
Yeah, with enough people to sign up, you'll be able to save my beautiful wife.
Yeah,
right?
If you sign up to Disney Plus, you and the audience, Marge won't die. Go home.
Okay, dude. Fuck.
You hear that, everybody? You gotta sign up to Disney Plus to save my wife.
Is this movie talking to me? You seen this?
Thanks
shit?
For coming to see that Simpsons movie too.
Thank you so much. Get out your little phone.
And because everybody's becoming distracted at this point, they just start flashing Bart's penis on the screen. I'm back.
Bart's penis, sign up to Disney Plus, Bart's penis.
I can see why you would think that they would get so self-referential, but, and like be like, hey, no matter how much things have changed, we all still have The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I think that only works if they're also going to wrap it up.
Well, I think they kind of are. I think that with the way, I don't think with the movie, but I think with the way Matt Groening is talking about it these days,
I think
it's just a matter of time.
I reckon if they're going to wrap it up and they don't wrap it up with the movie has to make a big change that sticks. Like as in, because the whole thing with The Simpsons is like, oh, resetting or whatever. But then occasionally they do stuff with, like, I don't know.
Lisa's still a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah.
For example.
Oh, yeah, yes. For example.
Bunny Sober for about eight seasons.
So
that's
like,
so sad, dude. Bunny just falls off the wagon again. That fucking sucks.
Is it an episode or does it just happen in the background?
It's an episode. And then he's just a drunk again. Because they were like, oh, it's not funny when he's sober. So they were like, yeah, he's got to be drunk again. Yeah, dude. It's crazy. It's I mean, look, props to them for changing up something for at least a little bit of time.
Yeah. But yeah, like the Simpsons will leave Springfield or something like that. And then the last season will be them. And then they'll return to Springfield and be like, ah, even though things have changed, it's all still the same and forever. And it's Christmas and it's the first episode again.
Do you think they could do a thing where, because I this is not just my opinion, but I do agree with it. I think by some of the episodes that have come out recently, you can tell the Simpsons sort of wish everybody was aged up a little. For example, they give Bart a lot of really adult girlfriends for some reason. And he has like storylines that really should be for like a 15-year-old, but he's like 10. So it's weird.
Do you
think that this could be an opportunity to be like, at the end of this, we're aging everybody up 5 years. That matches... actors and stuff a little bit better.
Has enough time passed, though, between the fake out of when they did that?
When did they do a fake out of that?
Recently.
The episode where...
Oh, right, the Bart episode. Back in time. Yeah. But that was just 1 year. Yeah. Like, it was just meant to be like, Bart's turned...
Yeah, but the whole thing with that is like...
Yeah, we're never going to change ever. Yeah.
Like, you kind of want this to be like, hey...
I hope they just remake a classic episode. It's Camp Krusty, the movie.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Honestly, I'd love that, dude.
Yeah, it's not self-referential. It's just the same thing happens again.
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah, like, so, hey, you're going to Camp Krusty, and there we go.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know a weird bit of Camp Krusty, like Simpsons lore, right? Mm-hmm. So they did the Camp Krusty episode in, like, season 4, I want to say, 3. And then, like, tens of seasons later... They did a sequel to Camp Krusty where Bart and Lisa have like PTSD and they don't know why. And it's because a boy died in a canoe at Camp Krusty. Why did they do that?
That's awesome.
Like, to what end? Like,
I mean, that's classic Simpsons. You would know. You've seen heaps of Simpsons.
Yeah. God, I want to go to Camp Krusty.
Yeah.
Take me now. Now. Ah, good stuff.
That's a great episode, dude.
Yeah, it would be nice if they just were like, oh, yeah, hey, we're just going to do Camp Krusty.
Yeah.
There is like a full-on 90-minute tight episode. Camp but, like, Krusty. It's a movie. Deal with it.
Well, it'll be short. The first Simpsons movie is like less than 90 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear.
I think.
You think it's like full-on multiverse. They're going to.
Yeah.
Homer be Vengeance now.
Yeah.
Homer be.
It'll be like TV. Because they're like leaning into it with like Fortnite and shit like that.
Yeah. I think The Simpsons is in such a cynical place these days that.
Yeah.
That just wouldn't.
Yeah, it'll be like Fox animated Dad's Avengers.
Mm. Like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm trying to think like with the way animation goes, it generally takes a long time to you're creating it to the final product. So often it's like, wow, like this was probably hot 5 years ago, and now it's definitely not. Like, yeah, I'm wondering, like, well, what's the big thing that was in all the movies that they're, like, going to try and emulate and redo and et cetera? Which is, of course, well, portals.
Yeah.
And so I guess...
But, I mean, Quahog and wherever Bob lives in Bob Burger, they're not in multiverse stuff. That's just set in the same...
Yeah. And they've, in for some couch gags, I think they've met
like,
up.
Could they do this as an idea for, like, potentially if they're going to go, Homer go portal now.
Yeah.
And maybe just because I'm thinking of, like, Jimmy Stewart. I don't know.
Who's put that idea in your head?
I don't know, someone. Some crazy
guy. Make me think
of,
like, old Christmas films.
Mm.
But like do the Christmas future kind of thing to be like, oh, he's going to different portals. Oh, what if Homer had married Lois? Mm. What if Homer had married?
They've sort of done that before.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
They said,
it's a terrible idea. No, it's nice to know it exists.
Yeah. They did a whole episode where Homer and it's like a what if where Homer and Marge don't get together and they marry other people. Yeah. They also did one of the better episodes of like the way later seasons, which is a Christmas episode where like everybody's aged up, so you can tell new stories with them, and it's like, but he kind of has these two like kids that he doesn't know how to be a dad for. Lisa's got a daughter that doesn't pay attention to her. Grandpa's in a cryogenic tube, like they just
classic shit.
Yeah, dude.
Futurama will also cross over with this movie.
Yeah.
Fry will get included in the TV dads, and he'll have a joke about how he doesn't even have kids.
Yeah,
and then someone will be like, "That you know about?"
Yeah, and he'll be like, "Oh my god!" Oh,
yeah, classic Bender line.
Yeah. By my shiny metal ass, he may say.
I jack off robots.
Classic.
He's probably less likely to say.
Classic. Not Amy line.
Not impossible. I suppose. Or
classic Zoidberg line.
Why jack off robots?
Jacked off by a claw. No, thank you.
But good for a robot, maybe.
Getting in early to say, not for me.
No. I'm okay. If the crab men come to Earth, I will not have sex with them in that way. Yeah, look, I just think The Simpsons is in such a weird place to... This movie either is going to be like nothing, like it's just going to be... Mm-hmm. Kind of how I felt about the first one, where you go,
yeah,
there was too much pressure on the people making it, and it's just kind of come out as a kind of disorganized mess, or it's going to be deeply cynical.
Yeah.
But unless it's wrapping up The Simpsons,
yeah,
it's just not going to leave any impact. I mean, what if it,
how about this? So portals are big, legacy sequels are also big. What if it's just fucking, it does just start with a time jump and like, Bart and Lisa are in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they age them up, but not, like, crazy. So, like, the dynamics are still the same.
Or, like, they age them up just for the film.
Yeah. And then it's a test the waters. See if this is what people would like for these characters.
Because then it works as, like, people checking back in with The Simpsons. Because it's, like, only a small... It's not, like, a 20-year time jump. It's, like, 10. Or not even.
Eight.
Less.
Would you get the same... Like, I mean, I'm assuming you're getting all the same voice actors.
Yeah.
Which is then would be bad if you're like, we're going to test the waters to see this so we can age up the cast. We once again.
Yeah, yeah, true, true.
Cast everyone. Damn.
Yeah, everybody's getting in their set because eventually they will. But then it's also that weird thing where if you do age them up, the voice, like Marge's kind of strained voice is going to sound perfect for like a 60-year-old Marge or whatever. But, or 50-year-old Marge or whatever. But that doesn't, if everyone likes it and you go, great. It's Simpsons all grown up, and that's like where we're going forward with the new season. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Julie Kavner, unfortunately, is going to pass away, and then
I was gonna like say, I think the only thing is this a thing where it's the only thing that's gonna cancel the Simpsons or get the Simpsons off air is if one of the main voice
that's literally what Matt Groening said like this year sometime. So
because I like. You know, it's like I don't know how the ages of the voice like or the cast, but I'm guessing is it Julie Kavner? She's like the elder.
I think I mean that's just her voice. I think which is kind of funny. Let me.
Is it again? Could it be something along the lines of like you know? It might not even have to just be like I'm you know.
Julie Kavner is 75.
It could be like I'm retiring.
Yeah,
I'm retiring.
Well, that
from
happened
acting.
With the lady who voices Milhouse. She recently was like, I just can't do this all my life. And she left. And she voices...
Like, quite a lot?
Yeah, like, quite a few characters. She voices Milhouse, Jimbo, and some other ones. So I don't know what they're going to do there, if they're going to just be like, well, no more Milhouse, no more Jimbo, or if they're going to find a new voice actor. I don't know.
Like, you know, it's been going on long enough, and there are...
Dan Castanella is 67.
Yeah, like, there are, like, very talented voice actors out there who can emulate... some of the stuff that's come, before. So it's like, hire them.
Yeah.
I know someone in this studio right now that can do, if you need an home
exactly,
off,
dude. Like, get me in,
get
dude.
Get Jack in there, man.
Marge, no. Marge, it's me, Homer.
Yeah.
Harry Shearer, who voices Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy, 81.
There you go.
So, like, I mean, like, there's obviously, there's these voice actors passing away, but also, surely you will just hit a point where you're, health complications, whatever it is.
It doesn't have to be them just passing away. It can also just be health complications, but it can also just be, I'm retired.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do this. I am like, I'm 81. I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. And especially, I think, if it's...
At least pass the torch.
Yeah, and, like...
or end this fucking
those
show.
Later episodes, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not a voice actor. I don't know what it's like. And I'm certainly not somebody who's been voice acting in a series as long-running as The Simpsons.
But yeah.
You gotta feel like, in those early seasons when, like, the creativity was kind of, like, at its peak, where you could tell that, like, the writers and stuff really cared about kind of what they were making... It would have been so much fun to be part of those kind of episodes. But then, like, the later episodes where it's like, what's popular? Okay, Apple phones. So we're going to invent a brand, Mapple, and we're going to do a whole episode where Homer
gets Mapple moans.
Yeah, Mapple moans, where Homer gets a Mapple moan. Mm-hmm. Like, is that fun anymore?
Yeah, and he's going to update the apps.
Yeah.
And update. Or it updates too well.
Yeah, or he makes an app called the Homer app. And
You press it and it just says dope, but then it makes people's phones too hot.
Yeah, and everybody likes it, but then everybody hates it.
Yeah.
And then Homer has to apologize.
Yeah.
Is the data's in the cloud.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely going to be a movie that sucks off Disney reading the press release one more time because it's like, hey, the movie's coming back. It's been 20 years and things have changed. The entire Simpsons back catalog is now available on Disney Plus.
So to keep Marge alive.
So, but then they're like, so now kids that used to, like, it used to just be like afternoon watching for a kids or like maybe on a weekend, but now you can watch all the Simpsons all the time, all day, and we're seeing a big change in culture.
Okay. Actually, now that I'm thinking of that in mind, Disney have the data. Disney have the, like, they have all the data.
Yeah, they know which episodes are the best episodes.
Yeah. Whoever is watching what.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, by and large, unless it's like, well, it's, you know, it's a family watching it or whatever, but they know who's watching it, how often, if they're going back, if they're stopping at a certain season. They have so much information that, we could get a sequel to a shockingly beloved episode that we haven't even thought about, but like, well, everyone's going back to this
but
one.
But something I also wonder about is, I remember, again, shout out The Real Jims, he did a really interesting video about the idea of the golden age of The Simpsons. He says everybody has in their head, like, probably if I ask you now, maybe, no, you do, because you're, well, you don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but,
what is, in your opinion, when The Simpsons was good? Yeah. And he basically did
season one and two.
Yeah, he did this big survey across, like, everybody, all of his audience and stuff like that. And it's like so much more diverse than you would imagine.
Mm.
Definitely it gets lower the like further toward the end you go. But, you know, a lot of people say it's like season 1 to 9 or even season 2 to 9.
People don't like season 1. It's a lot of the time it's 3 to 9.
Yeah.
They don't like season 2 either because it's finding its footing. Wrong. It's good.
Season 2 is good, but season 2 has the schmaltziest fucking endings every time.
Mm.
Every episode is like, it's like a regular episode, and then they end it like it's like a fucking...
And we're never going to break up as a family ever again.
Or they have
it's more like a saccharine. It's very
It's very saccharine. Like
God bless America?
No,
it's quite, kind of... So there's like it's religious. In a what's their... What is The Simpsons religion?
They're Catholic, aren't they?
Just... I don't know.
Vague Catholic, I guess. But it's very Christian-y at some point.
Yeah, I think it's just...
Maybe that's what gets me. Man, yeah, I love it.
You love God.
That's what I think about when I think about Joel Dusha.
Yeah, I think he loves God.
As of 2017, more than 95% of The Simpsons episode explicitly reference religion.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, but it's like there's the episode where like Flanders' left-handed store doesn't do well, and Homer goes, the ending of that episode is Homer goes to all of his Simpsons friends and he says, hey, you need this left-handed thing, and they all come together and they all just sing a song.
Yeah.
And then hug. And
early Simpsons is very like...
But season one's... It is. Well, but season one is different. It's just season two particularly has
it's a very
weird saccharine like...
Yeah, it's very preachy at points. I don't know. Again, watching it like some of the episodes.
Yeah.
It's like, there's that weird, I guess, Protestant undertones. But like, it's like weirdly religious.
Protestant. Yeah.
Whatever the religion is, you're like, you can kind of...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really threaded some of that stuff. You're like, oh, it's very religious at points.
In what way? I don't know if I agree.
It's something we noticed when we were watching a few episodes.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, that's a weirdly very like...
Well, like there's like, there are religious. Like very religious episodes. Like there's the one where Homer goes, hey, I don't have to go to church.
And then it's...
And then Marge gets very upset about it. She's like, yeah, no, you need to go to church. But that episode's about church. But anyway, But anyway,
God sells his soul. That's a religious episode.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But I think with the idea of the like the golden era, like some people in the mid-20s are like, this because it's when you grow up with it.
Yeah.
Of course.
And then I think that's really interesting with the Disney Plus data, because the way people are watching The Simpsons now, if you've never watched The Simpsons, is completely different to the way, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we have nostalgia for those early episodes because they're the ones that we
grew Marge up with. Gets so fucking drunk at the company dinner and embarrasses her beautiful husband, Homer.
Marge gets gigantic breasts.
Yeah,
dude.
that's actually the last good episode. Yeah, it is.
Marge gets bowling or whatever, and she gets seduced by a beautiful other man.
Classic episode,
Jacques or whatever.
Jacques, but so I think it'll be interesting to see. I would love to know what. Like, I don't know. How are people engaging with The Simpsons in the year of our Lord 2025?
I reckon I'm going to hack into Disney platforms. Stream constantly Marge gets a boob job episode so that they make a sequel to that where she gets a BBL.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And it'll be finally
dude.
Safe to jack off in the cinema yet again.
Jack off to Marge. Mm. That's the tagline of the new Simpsons movie.
Yeah. This summer, Jack off to Marge.
Do you reckon in the BBL episode it'll be like...
They're going to recreate the Kim Kardashian Break the Internet photo shoot, but with Marge.
That's awesome.
Which is sounds on brand for The Simpsons because it's a reference that's 10 years too late.
Do you think the episode, the movie will end like the way the one where she gets breast implants ends, where she has to reveal her ass to the police?
She has to moon the cops.
Yeah, that's really exciting, dude. Yeah. Yeah, look, I will be very interested to watch the movie. I don't really have high hopes for it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, like, the closer we get, like, the trailers and all that, just like, what are we gonna get?
I know The Simpsons has gotten weirder as time has gone on, like, the latest, like, 4 to 5 seasons have a higher proportion of what you might call weird episodes to like your kind of normal, just run of the mill sitcoms. So I do think we are in for something strange. Like, I don't think it's going to be, I would love it to just be like, oh, it's Big Camp Krusty or a sequel to Marge Gets Fat Tits. Yeah. But I think we're more likely to get something that's...
It'll be Multiverse Disney. I'm like almost willing to put money on it. Unless... Oh, no, because like they can't even readjust if Doomsday bombs.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a Multiverse Simpsons seems a bit... I don't know. It doesn't seem like Simpsons.
Yeah. Let me remind you again.
Oh, I know.
That there's been like
15
exclusive Disney Plus shorts
about
it.
I'm like, I don't know. To me, if they're doing that, that would be a different...
movie,
like a different animated franchise sort of thing. I don't know, like maybe using the Matt Groening stuff. It's like, well, I feel that would be more Futurama-y than it would be Simpsons-y.
Yeah,
but again, I haven't seen Simpsons in like a long time.
I think if you watch again, in terms of like the uptick in, again, the Real James did a great video on it where he's like, he goes through the seasons, he categorizes what you might call a weird episode, like one where it's like outside of normal reality or. Like something beyond just a dream sequence. Like there's something bizarre happening in this episode. And then he's like, so if you look at like the early to mid to even like late mid seasons, it's like one or two an episode season. It's like six or seven now. Right. Like it's, they're just, because they're bored.
Yeah. obviously.
You got to fucking change up the formula. You know?
Yeah. Big
time. You're going to put, you'd almost put money on it, but would you put like egg mode on
would
it?
You put egg mode on it?
I wouldn't put egg mode on it. Coward. I'm not confident enough.
Would you put goatee mode on it?
Yeah.
All right.
Simpsons is going to be multiverse. Okay, we've got to clarify multiverse.
Let's clarify.
Because I don't think Homer's going in a portal, but it's a crossover thing.
Okay,
it will have crossovers.
So if there's crossovers of any kind, or does it have to be with Disney characters or
Fox characters?
Fox characters.
Well, I mean, like Disney and Fox are the same.
Oh yeah, so true.
If it was Disney,
Fox characters, I'm like, Family Guy, but Disney, I'm like, oh look, Star Wars.
Let's make it simpler. If a character that does not exist within the Simpsons universe is in the Simpsons movie.
Now, are we going to count like, because like Billie Eilish, for example, exists?
No. Real people don't count. Mm. If so it's an actor, that doesn't count.
What about cameos? Because like Peter Griffin and stuff have been to Family Guy.
Peter Griffin, I feel, is like also, I would consider that a crossover.
I would consider that a crossover, yeah.
I think, there'll be Disney cameos.
Okay.
And goatee mode is on the...
Okay, that's exciting, dude. That's exciting.
Exciting to hear.
Wait, does that mean we have to go goatee? Okay, thank God.
No. I mean, one of you at this point will have a
spiderwebs in our
hair.
One of us. Joel Zammit will have spiderwebs in his hair.
Definitely.
The horse is going to be in the movie, brother.
They're going to get a fucking horse in that.
We're going to have news about that soon, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would be shaking in my fucking boots.
And I guess like the most important thing is like, when are you going to do it? Whoever loses Joel Zammit.
Yeah.
Is it if Comets in a trailer?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, I feel...
Or do you have to wait until we see the movie?
I think you gotta wait till you see the movie. Now, that's one, because if we don't see Comet in any of the promotional material, he may still appear in the movie.
Yeah, correct.
So I need to see the movie before I know fully. And also, for Joel Zammit's sake, they might cut Comet.
they could. They'd be like, oh, he was not well received in the trailer, so we're cutting him from
cutting
the film.
We're cutting the horse.
Like if I had made a bet to go egg mode if someone punches the dog.
Yeah.
They filmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they cut it because test audiences hate seeing the dog.
Why is Homer punching? Homer's beating the shit out of Santa's little helper.
That's probably happened.
Why did that sequence go for 5 minutes?
I hate that dog.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Well, I think we're doing a Sims episode. So I asked some beautiful people in our dear Baseless Boys Discord channel that, you can get access to if you signed up for
Baseless Speculation Plus, dude.
On directly from sanspansradio.com. If you signed up through Apple podcast. I'm sorry, but
we're figuring that out.
Give us time. I don't even know if that's give even us possible. Time.
Yeah.
But you get ad free episodes either way.
That's still pretty good. And the occasional episode of Baseless Speculation. Yeah. Plus, most importantly, you support your three favorite boys who love Bart's penis.
Who love Bart penis. Mm. If you love Bart penis,
you love Bart penis like us. Please sign up Baseless Speculation Plus.
Yeah. That's all we ask.
Yeah. Exactly.
We won't tell.
Nah. We won't tell. Our little secret. It's funny how much more disturbing, because I slipped up and said Bart's penis. Way worse.
Yeah.
Way
if
worse.
If I say penis. I love Bart's penis.
Oh, no, like that.
Shoot me with a gun. I love Bart penis.
Bart penis.
Bart penis.
Bart penis. any of you cunnies here got any big Simpsons 2 hopes and wishes?
Yeah. Okay.
Some people did not like me calling them cunnies. Okay. They were heard, hey, go back to calling us dickheads or cunts.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
that's why we do. That's why
I think a cunny is a little bit cheeky and it reminds me of Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yeah. I mean, you are just stealing.
Yeah.
That's Total Reboot is on this network.
Yeah, that's,
or was on this network.
That's true.
I don't know if it was stealing, like the term cunnies.
But that's what they refer to their fan base as.
I just got cunnies because I feel it's a very a nice way of saying cunt.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Sydney thing.
I don't think so.
Or is it a beautiful Alexi?
It's an Alexi.
It's an Alexi
like,
classic.
It's just, when he's like, you know, when he greets you, he's like, oh, hey, cunnies. I'm like,
oh, Alexi.
I feel kind of nice. It's a bit fair. Anyways, Adam Mong says a second dome.
A second dome.
A second dome.
Do it again.
What if they just did it again?
That would be crazy. And what would be funny about that, I was thinking, and I nearly said it, but then I didn't. It would be funny if they just stole something from another Stephen King book.
Like, yeah, what if they did?
They were like, I was going to be like, what if they did like a big It parody, but they did that already.
A running man or a walking guy?
Running home.
Running home. Walking home.
Yes.
Home run home.
Salem's... Marge. Is this good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope it is so bad that The Simpsons finally cancel forever.
Okay.
And Matt Groening is forced to do literally anything else with his time. Now, do you think if there's The Simpsons movie 2 bombs, do you think that'll be enough to be like, I think we should?
I don't think it'll affect anything.
It won't affect anything.
I don't think it'll affect anything. And B, I just don't think it'll bomb. I think this will be like, again, one of the highest
grosses. We've learned that the quality of a movie does not dictate the box office.
Absolutely not.
Just ask Deadpool and Wolverine.
Exactly. Like this has a chance to get that Billy again. Like, again, it's a crazy idea to be like, oh, this is going to bomb.
It's not going to bomb.
Too many people are like, I remember The Simpsons.
It's either, and there's so many reasons.
I remember The Simpsons and I have kids.
Yeah.
Or like, I remember The Simpsons and my adult children love Simpson and they have kids.
Or like, man, The Simpsons is shit now. How bad's the movie going to be? Let's go watch it.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Plus, it's like it's like one of those, it's weirdly event cinema. Fuck.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons? They're making a sequel to The Simpsons movie?
You want a Simpsons?
You want a Simpsons?
At the movie.
At the films.
At the movie.
Go to the theater.
Dude, Simpson back movie. Bob penis. In 2027 when this movie comes out, they would have dropped the bomb a year earlier.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was like the nude bomb from Get Smart, except it was the dumb bomb.
Oh, no. That's why everyone's talking like that?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm glad to still see a movie about penis.
But penis.
And they dropped the Bart penis bomb, and that's all people can say. Bart penis.
Bart penis.
Bart penis. Bart penis.
The dumb bomb weirdly doesn't affect us.
Yeah, it makes us smarter.
We're the smartest men alive.
Yeah. Like that Princess Ferris has said, my one hope is that I hope Jackson fucking hates it.
I probably will.
That's awesome.
There's a good chance he probably will.
I hated the first one.
Yeah. Against all odds.
Against all odds. I'd love you to watch it, dude. You might like it. You might like it because I hate it so much.
I think I will probably just be like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Mm. I guess because you don't...
The Simpsons isn't my thing. I like The Simpsons, but I don't love The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But I also don't have TV that I'm like, damn, I'm having a rough day or I'm eating dinner. I wish I was watching an episode of my favorite television series because all the television series I like the most don't look like that.
Yeah.
Again, see, some people have like that comfort viewing. Some people don't, and that's
fine. But those people love Friends.
Yes.
Well, there's a certain
that's
type
if that's
of
their
person.
Comfort viewing.
I think
what you're saying there. I mean, because that's more your
The Office US. Mm. These are the shows that people are watching on repeat.
Well, again, I was gonna say it's the the Gen Xers.
Yeah.
They'll have Friends. Or stuff like that, and like millennials will have your sort of like community. maybe you're 30 Rock if you're like that, or the US office or whatever. Like, whatever, man. People just kind of like what they like.
Yeah, I got no disrespect. Especially if you're like,
well, I have no job anymore because I've been fired.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my job doesn't exist because AI took it.
Yeah.
Or like,
time to watch The Office, US. Fuck,
yeah. I guess I'll just watch this now.
Mm.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Like, well,
you've pitched me a dystopian lifestyle.
Or just like, wow, things have not, you know, I work my, you know, the dead end job where I work at this kind of like whatever. I'm like, this will just cheer me up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, no disrespect to people that watch the same thing over and over again, but it would never be me.
Yeah, that's fine.
It kind of makes me depressed.
Yeah.
Like comfort viewing. I mean, not comfort viewing as a whole, but like if you just get stuck in a rut of just watching the same thing over and over again, I find the same with music or like movies.
Is it like if you're
after new experiences?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Is it like the idea of like that's like you come home every day and like rewatch the same thing? Or is it like,
it's just there's so much media. I have no issue with like someone's like, even if it's the worst fucking show of all time, can't wait to check out this week's episode or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. No issue. Like watch a show that goes for watching The Simpsons, fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Watch all 40 seasons. Don't start it again.
Yeah.
You're like, you've seen The Simpsons, but you miss it, or you this is comfort viewing, so you watch it again.
Yeah.
You're like,
fine, but if you're like, okay, I've watched The Simpsons, it's my comfort viewing thing.
Yeah.
Now I just watched season 3 of The Simpsons on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like an amount of seasons that is okay?
Like if you're consuming other stuff?
Yeah.
Sure. But like, I don't know, it just makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like that the person doing that is going through really bad times. Like their job's been replaced with AI.
There's just
so much stuff.
Yeah.
Why watch The Simpsons for the fifth time when you could find something else you might like more?
I think it's what you're watching it for, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it could be like, are you watching things with like a phone in your hand? Because if you're watching something with the phone in your hand and it is the upteenth time you're watching it, it's probably a lot easier because you're like, honestly, I just need some background music.
Yeah. Mm,
background sound. I don't really care. I know where this is going. I've seen this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is fine for me.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I'm sort of like 60% engaged in what's on the TV and I'm like 20% engaged on phone.
I'm in the daydreaming.
Yeah.
I'm in the minority and I know that. Yeah. I'm not being like, actually, I'm right and everyone's wrong.
It's just interesting. Yeah. It's just interesting to try and figure out the parameters.
Yeah.
No disrespect to your opinion either.
Yeah.
I don't
wish you to be sad of how someone else, you know, lives their life because like, they would see you, you know, I don't think they look at how you consume stuff and be like, oh, that's sad. I think, you know.
Yeah.
I worry for people that comfort watch too much.
Yeah.
Why do you need to be comforted at all times? What's going on in your life? The world is a bad place.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. But, like.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, to me, it's just like, hey, if.
I think that, you, yeah.
If some people like just the. Like the known, right? Mm. They're like, oh, I just like that. I know where this is going. This is a very familiar thing to me. I don't need surprises right now. Like,
I think it's some
of the shit we do as their comfort.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, your listeners. Comfort food, brother. But I kind of, in a way, I get it. I see sometimes people are talking about what they read and people being like, all I read ever is like one particular genre or one particular book series, and I never branch out.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, it's not sad, but I'm like,
you're missing out.
What are you doing to yourself?
Yeah.
Like, there is other stuff. And often, but I also kind of don't hate if somebody does that, but you get people who do that and then use that, like, cross-section as their basis to judge all literature.
Yeah.
And you go, that's stupid and you're an idiot because...
Yeah, and I have no issue with a rewatch.
Yeah.
Like, as in, if someone's like, oh, man, I loved fucking Game of Thrones or whatever, I'm like, hey... Couldn't catch me doing that. But if they're like, yeah, whatever, I like Game of Thrones, so I'm starting a rewatch.
Yeah.
Fine. It's just the comfort viewing stuff.
I think it's like comfort viewing.
I love Game of Thrones so much that I'm going to watch
one season.
No, the season as well. Like, what if, like, I'm
going to watch
Game
the
of
show.
Thrones, I go from episodes, you know, season one, episode one, all the way to season eight. And then I'm like, that was so good.
I
love it so much, I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah, again. That's. Yeah.
Or what if, okay. What if I'm like, I love that one episode. I just finished watching an episode. That episode was so fucking good. Rewind.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Who the fuck is that?
No. Again, that doesn't upset me. That's just like, oh, that's a maniac way of living and being like,
what if it's like,
fuck, that episode was so good. I'm going to watch it again right now.
What if it's like, you've just been living your life. You've not been watching, you know, this particular show, whatever it is. You haven't watched it for like a month. But then you have a rough day and you go, I just got to sit down and chuck on something familiar. And you chuck on like 3 or 4 episodes of The Simpsons.
That's fine.
Where's that? Yeah, okay.
It's just the loop, like the stuck in a, okay, I watched, like for a comfort viewing, I've watched 4 episodes of The Simpsons. Tomorrow night, I'm going to watch the next 4.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start the season again. Like it's that.
Yeah.
Like that, as in all like throwing
that to me,
on.
Again, comfort watch. I don't comfort read. All the media I tend to consume is like, no, I want to watch the new thing. I want to consume the new thing. I don't want to.
I comfort watch The Simpsons. I definitely would check that on.
But like the same thing with The Simpsons, like, you know, it's like if it's on or I'd want to be like, yeah, if I chuck on 4 episodes, the next day I chuck on 4 episodes, I'm like, cool. Well, I'll chuck on 4 more episodes or 4 more. Like, I wouldn't want to go back to the start or like,
loop. No.
That to me absolutely. As well.
And as somebody who's watched quite a lot of Simpsons, for me, if I'm like, all right.
It would also be bad if it was like, I'm comfort watching these 4 episodes. I've had another bad day tomorrow. Time to watch those episodes. Same 4
episodes. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, I remember like someone hearing it once being like, oh, I watch Futurama, or Futurama is really good to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. I'll give that a burl and try it out. Like, it sort of sometimes it didn't really work that well.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can see how it kind of happens. But like, again, I wasn't being like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep to like, you know, and say like, you know, 6 episodes play. The next night, I'm not going to be like, back to the start.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wherever it left off.
Yeah. I think for me, if I'm like, oh man, I just it's been like a big day, stressed out or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Simpsons, I'm just going to watch some episodes of The Simpsons while I'm eating. I'm like, well, what am I vibing right now? Oh, let's go like a season 17 episode or whatever.
If it's a diet of a little bit of rewatch, a little bit of comfort and new stuff, fine. But like, I just feel like that there's points now where there's just people that, like, just to meet someone that's like, oh, I just watched The U.S. Office.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's TV for me.
Like, yeah. I haven't really met this person.
They exist.
Yeah, well, because it's like the book people as well. Like, if I met someone and they were like, not even because.
Oh, maybe, you know what? You probably haven't experienced it that much because, like, in the last 10 years, or maybe not 10, well, yeah, close to 10, like, this has been your job.
Yeah.
So you're not out, like, working in an office or.
No, I'm not, yeah, exactly.
You're not experiencing
the type
of people.
You're not meeting the normies, dude.
Yeah, like, the normies that I'm meeting, like, even then, it's just, like, other parents, we got stuff going on.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's no comfort watches for parents. Parents aren't consuming anything.
Friends in that aren't in this sort of industry. Again, they're not doing that.
Yeah,
and then closest I've come is like, I would argue reading online somewhere, but I'm like, I don't trust that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone like that in person. Yeah. And if I have, they're keeping it very close.
Yeah.
To
going back and playing the same video games over and over again. It's all that. It's just like, just please. Like, I'm never going to get, I reckon maybe on a second viewing, and I'll be kind and I'll say maybe a third.
Yeah.
First, second, or third viewing or experience or something, that could be the peak. But once you go 4 onwards, that's never going to be, it's like heroin.
Yeah.
It's never going to be as good as the first time.
I think for me,
time.
Like, so for like rewatching Simpsons episodes, I notice stuff that I don't notice the first time.
Yeah, but
time.
Are you pushing more than 4 watches before you're getting that?
I would say so. I would say I'm at 5 or 6 and I go, oh, that line that the
oh, that's Homer.
Yeah. Oh, Homer is Bart dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was strange man living house.
Thought Homer uncle.
Yeah, no, Homer dad.
Yeah.
No, but I think I'll be like, oh, that joke that like I didn't think about the first time actually on this watch I really enjoy. But I'm also
I wonder if comfort viewing, side note, is going to destroy future media.
Yeah,
probably.
Like, because people's influences, like, they've become, it's easier just to watch Friends or The Simpsons or The Office.
I think it definitely affects, like, because you develop, like, I think about, say, The Office, American Office, which people have, like, that kind of relationship with, where you just rewatch it. And then it had the spin-off recently, The Paper, right? Which looks awful, frankly. Truly not for me.
Yeah, but the U.S. Office isn't for you.
No, absolutely. But what I was going to say is I wonder if because you develop an almost parasocial relationship with the Office characters, you're not going to jump to the...
No.
Because you're like... in a weird way, a comfort watch is not... You're watching it in a different kind of mindset.
Yeah.
It's not really...
You're not really...
Yeah. I think a good maybe analogy is like getting a big sloppy cheeseburger from McDonald's. It's like sometimes that's just what you need because you can't be fucked getting cooking for yourself or going to a restaurant. So you go, fuck it, dude. I'm getting a Big Mac or I'm getting a McCrispier.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you do that every single night, that's you probably aren't in a great mental state.
Yeah.
If you do it every now and then, fine.
Yeah.
And also if you go... Oh, yeah, I guess it's not a perfect metaphor, but I feel like that's like a kind
of... Yeah, like, I don't know. To me, it's just like, I'd rather watch someone else's analysis of, say, like, you know, oh, The Sips, I didn't get all that when, you know, back when I first watched it, but my fifth watch, I watched it. Whereas of like, I watched someone's analysis of like, hey, did you notice that these, like, you know, this was actually, you know, they were talking about this thing, this gag lands because of this reason, this was like, blah, blah, blah. And like someone going to a deep dive in a series that I enjoy, I think I would much prefer to do that than do a rewatch.
Yeah,
that's me personally.
I don't hate rewatch culture. It's just the comfort watch stuff makes me sad. Yeah, just to clear
It's all good. It's just interesting. Yeah. It's just interesting to try and get to the bottom of where everyone.
Exactly. Like, and to me, like it's just like, hey, you do what you need to do, whatever. Personally, again, it's one of those things where I'm like, it just bounces right off me.
Yeah,
it's like. You know, for example, it's like, you know, oh, that's because you've done this recently where you do, you know, watching the Alien stuff, you know, me and my wife were like, oh, I really want to watch Alien Earth and I really wanted to watch like Romulus. I think. And it was like, oh, yeah, let's watch, you know, the original, like, you know, let's watch them in order. And I'm like, no. I've seen them.
And
remember them enough to be like, I just want to watch Romulus right
now. Too bad.
Too bad, brother.
And speaking of too bad, if you want this episode to keep going, too bad, because I'm about to piss my pants.
Okay, right.
So, if you want to support the show, please sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus. Mm.
If you've got any thoughts on The Simpsons Movie 2, please email them at bsboyspod@gmail.com and we'll probably read out that email next ish episode. Maybe.
And you can comment on the episode on Spotify. You can review it on plenty of other podcast platforms of your choice. Mm. And until next time, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. I'm actually very curious. People like, email us in about your rewatching habits, your comfort, television, your opinions about it. Because, I'm generally, very
it's interesting.
Curious.
It's interesting to talk about.
And
JD needs to piss. So goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good